Current Issues, the radio show. We're coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Our phone number is 877-488-5350. And by the way, you can call that number from anywhere in the world on Skype. It won't cost you anything. So, it does not take long or much to actually convict anyone. And in the United States, so the Constitution of the United States of trial by jury of your peers and the beyond any reasonable doubt, it was replaced by secret evidence that the government thinks you are guilty. Now, in my opinion, because they cannot find real terrorists. And the reason they cannot find real terrorists is because there are no real terrorists. You want to tell me we have been fighting this thing called Al-Qaeda for 10 years? The United States, with all its military might, that killed 1 million Iraqis in Iraq in 1 year, it cannot destroy this thing called Al-Qaeda that did not even exist, only in the books of the CIA that actually paid some of these people to act the Al-Qaeda role. Is it amazing that these people that were fighting for 10 years, they could not even send anyone? You know, our border is wide open from the south. We have millions of illegals who cross the border. And do you think if this Al-Qaeda that supposedly planned the attack on the Twin Towers, you think they don't know that our border to the south is wide open? Did they try to infiltrate? Did they try to send somebody with, I guess, you know, anyone? They can go to Walmart, pick up some of these. You know, there are many, a lot of things at Walmart that you can do a lot of, you know, weapons of mass destruction. Talk about. None of that happened. Because these people don't exist. They only exist in the media. They only exist to scare the American people. Fear. Fear. Do you know what fear spells out? Fear. False evidence appearing real. F-E-A-R. Fear. False evidence appearing real. That's exactly what they do. False evidence appearing real. They tell you, they scare the hell out of you, that these people are coming to kill us. And you have seen in the last couple of weeks what triggers these people. What makes these people mad? You know, you might be surprised at the reaction of Muslim people around the world to this stupid movie that was created here in the United States. And when I say stupid, it is stupid. Actors don't know how to act. You know, a 10-year-old with a camera, with a video camera in his garage and a computer can do a hell of a lot better job than what these people have done. But that's not the point. It doesn't matter and did not matter what product they could have came up with. There was no story, stupid stories, stupid lines, stupid actors. Everything about this movie was, and at first they said, oh, it cost $5 million to make it. I guarantee you, if this thing cost over $50, they paid too much. But it doesn't matter. It could have been made in Hollywood. It could have been made by the highest producers and directors and the most famous of them. And the reaction would have still been the same. We're going to talk about the reactions of Muslims around the world when we come back.